We have Senator Sherrod Brown on the line. Good morning, Senator.
How you doing?
We're doing okay. How are you doing?
Good. Doing all right. No complaints.
No complaints, even though they decided to shorten the summer break for some
of you
guys.
Well, we'll see about that. Yeah, I mean, we came here to work, and I just, you know, if it's sticking around here to watch Mitch McConnell twist arms and use public dollars to buy votes for his health care bill, which has about a 12% favorable rating from the public, I'm not so happy about that, but we'll do what we got to do.
Well, are you looking for changes, though, at any kind of change in the health care?
Yeah, sure. I mean, what I've been saying for some time, as others have, is stop this huge... This bill was written by the drug and insurance companies and a handful of senators. It's got a huge tax break for the drug and insurance companies, and the richest 400 families in America will get a $7 million tax cut for each year for the next 10 years. The revenue lost by those tax cuts are what exactly the amount cut Medicaid by. And Governor Kasich has opposed this. I stand with him in opposition to this bill. We should stop this bill that McConnell's pushing that has 12% of public support, and we should sit down and bipartisanly work out changes in the Affordable Care Act. Every major bill Congress has ever done, Social Security, Medicare, whatever, 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, Congress comes back bipartisanly and fixes it, because there's always some unintended consequences in a big piece of legislation like this, as there were in Obamacare. And we know we can fix it. There are minor changes we make to get costs more in check, to go after the drug companies, to get more young, healthy people in the exchanges, healthcare exchanges, and the insurance pool, all of that.
Speaking of drugs, a number of communities are holding anti-opioid rallies. Norwalk, for one, coming up on Saturday. I know you're active on the federal level. What can be done on the federal level to address this issue?
Well, first thing is do no harm. And I have been to maybe 36 roundtables around the state and town, well, Moraine and Leary and Norwalk and all over, where the consensus from everybody is the most important tool to fight opioid addiction is Medicaid. And you don't, there are 200,000 people right now in Medicaid, 200,000 people in Ohio right now getting opioid treatment who have insurance because of the Affordable Care Act. You start off, you don't take that away. Some have said you should eliminate Medicaid. McConnell says eliminate Medicaid, cut back on Medicaid, and then put a $40 billion federal grant to fix Medicaid, to fix opioid addiction. It just doesn't work that way. Governor Kasich called that spitting in the ocean. It's sort of like if you had cancer, you don't take away the insurance and then pay your oncologist with a federal grant.
You and your colleagues are hard at work on many issues. When we turn on the cable news networks, it seems to be Russia mania. Does that take away from anything you're actually doing hands-on day-to-day?
Yeah, of course it does. I mean, it's a distraction for everybody. What I would like to ask the administration for, I mean, there clearly was collusion, or there may not have been collusion. There clearly was involvement by the Russian government in our elections. It's clear the Trump people knew about it. What's not clear is whether they colluded with the Russians. But the point, and they've not told the truth about it. I mean, the president's denied it, and now his son has said, well, yeah, really, it happened. And so the president knew this. But that's not even the point. The point is I wish the president and his family and the Trump business would put everything on the table so everybody knows what happened, do whatever we need to do, get it done with, so we can focus on job growth, on NAFTA renegotiation, on infrastructure, on tax reform. All these things that the administration promised have all just fallen by the wayside. One, because they haven't put people in place in the administration to get them done. Second, the president's been so distracted with his tweets about Hillary still and about the elections and about denying Russia. And third, all these investigations going on. And I think every single member of both houses, probably both parties, would like to see the Russia stuff all out in the open, get it done, investigate, do it quickly, let us move on to the things that matter to create jobs for this country.
Sherrod Brown, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
We'll do it again. Thanks.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning for a brief talk.